And we're going to start out this morning, and I think it'll be on the screen, so you don't have to worry about it. It's in the Faith We Sing hymn, number 2282. How many verses are we going to do? We're going to do all three of them. Ooh. But let me tell you about this song before we do that. I'll Fly Away. It was written in 1929 by a distant relative of Judy. The guy's name is Albert E. Brumley. And he published this song in 1932. And I Fly Away has become one of the most recorded gospel songs in history. And it's frequently used in worship for Baptists, Pentecostals, Methodists, Church of the Nazarene, and most all people who proclaim Christ. And it appears in many hymnals where it's listed with topics of eternal life and heaven and acceptance. And it's a standard song. It's a bluegrass song. It's sometimes even sung in jazz sessions. And oftentimes it's performed at funerals, or what I like to call death, burial, and resurrection. So Albert E. Brumley described this as a preeminent. He was a songwriter. He did a lot of songs. Jesus, Hold My Hand, Turn Your Radio On, I'll Meet You in the Morning, The World Is Not My Home, and it goes on and on and on. His works are songs that people hum. They're ballads over prison walls, and you name it. So we're going to celebrate, because if you remember, I said to you, a lot of times the greatest sermons ever preached is in the hymnals of our church, if we'll only read them. So think about that as we sing Albert E. Brumley's I'll Fly Away. Stand with us.